talks that are to be held to try and abate a strike action by school secretaries and caretakers, which is due to begin tomorrow. But staying with schools and school transport, I've got Councillor Robert Brosnan of Sinn Féin with us on the line, who was involved in trying to get a resolution, thankfully, to a school transport issue, and 15 or maybe even 40 or so pupils who were left without a bus service in the Maharees and West Kerry and Brandon area into Castlegregory. Thankfully, that has been averted, but I suppose questions remain about the service ongoing. Robert Brosnan, good morning to you.
Hey, good morning, Gerry. It's definitely something that's pressing a lot of the time. For me, as a public representative, it's all about prioritising improvements and services for people all over the constituency by advocating for them to the best of my ability, in the hope that it'll make their lives a little less stressful. And God knows there's a lot of stress and pressure, especially on young families these days. But I'm glad I was able to help achieve a result on this issue. But there should have been no need for the creation of the stress that was heaped upon people on Monday. It was avoidable, in my view anyway, telling parents by email the day before the first years were back to school that there'd be no bus available. It was irresponsible and it was reckless that there wasn't a transport provider sorted well before that, because they had the numbers since early June. Everybody had booked their tickets, and if that was done, there would be no need to look for a relief contractor to substitute for a couple of days. So it's an ongoing issue all over the country, but parents and families need certainty. They don't need this chaos and this total breakdown of communication. There is a contractual obligation, once they pay their ticket, that they provide a service. And this firefighting issue that, in the end justifies the means, everything is okay. No, it's not okay. We need to learn from this. And going forward, the review that was carried out for the school transport system needs to be implemented. Like, there's a lot of families under enough of stress without this happening every year. So in that review, it took 3 years to complete. It was published 18 months ago, but it needs to be implemented. I know you mentioned that there are pilot schemes ongoing, etc., but very little has changed. I know the pricing system has come down, and Sinn Féin, as effective opposition, have been advocating for that price decrease for years, and we need to make sure that is maintained. But there is a lot more kids that should be brought into the net and provided school transport. Like, we're looking for an extra 250 million to be invested in the system to bring in another 100,000 pupils. And the nearest school criteria, which is excluding a lot of kids, like outside of 4.8 kilometres or inside 4.8 kilometres, needs to be looked at, because it's unfair that a kid should be by default having to look for concessionary tickets because they're inside that limit. So, like, that's a substantial distance to be from a school, and those kids should be provided a service. Like I said, look, it's all about certainty, not chaos here, and hoping to get a seat for your child on the bus every year because they don't fit the criteria. And another criteria that needs to be looked at is the closest school criteria. Like, a lot of parents don't have the choice but to take the second closest school, because look at Milltown, for example. There isn't places for local kids in Milltown, so they have to go to the next nearest school, but by default they become concessionary applicants then for tickets. Like, they should be guaranteed a ticket on a bus, and it should be
completely overhauled. Their local school.
Yeah, well, it needs a complete overhaul and root and branch. There's a lot more kids with special educational needs that need to be brought into the system as well. And the bus sizes also. That, look, there's a lot of people living up local roads. I know 15 kids alone in Castlegregory around Inishlucra, but their parents are having to bring them down to the main road. And by the time they've all that done, it's just as easy for them to drive to the school. We need to look at shuttle bus systems. There are opportunities to improve resources. And I have three options there that I was thinking about yesterday evening that could help improve a lot of provision of drivers for these routes, like, but it's they need to be implemented. Like, for example, there's a cohort of people between the ages of 65 and 66 who are receiving a bridging benefit because they're not yet entitled to a pension, but they can't. And I know a person that's a qualified bus driver who spoke to me yesterday, and there are many more in that instance as well that could avail of these jobs. And a second,
would you also look at changing the the qualification of age over 70 to allow, if you're fit and healthy,
driving
test to be able to drive?
Yeah, that's the second group of people that needs to be. Like, they're a very experienced group of drivers, and I know 70, 71, 72, 72, 73-year-olds, they're as healthy and healthier than myself. And if you have a clean bill of health and a clean driving license, there should be no reason that you shouldn't be allowed to provide a service that you've worked in all your life. And but there's a third group of people there that could be tapped into, and it's a huge group of people that are effectively becoming unemployed this time of the year. They're seasonal workers. And to get onto this community employment schemes, but unfortunately, to get onto the community employment schemes, you have to be unemployed for 12 months. We need to rejig the community employment scheme, because just to think of the term alone, like, what better way to serve a community than to provide a bus service or to drive kids for families to school? And those driving courses could be supplemented by the CE schemes, but that needs a complete overhaul as well for and peripheral areas for bus driving tickets. It needs to be rolled out, but again, we need more funding. Kerry College, where I work myself, in Tralee, have an excellent bus driving course, but if they were given more resources, maybe it could be rolled out to peripheral areas as well. And Udras and Gaeltacht should have a big role to play in this as well. So we need to train up more drivers. But there are cohorts of people that can be used to provide the service for a couple of hours a day. But a lot of them are excluded from doing so. And the CE schemes, for me, is a no-brainer, because people are not being incentivized enough to go on the CE schemes, and they're being precluded from going on them by a limited time that they're off of work. And there are people 6-7 months off of work every year this time of the year because they're seasonal workers. It needs to include seasonal workers, even on a pilot scheme basis. But Garda vetting is another thing. It's slowing the whole process up. I spoke to a provider there that actually provides a service for the local link, but that provider could not step in and provide the school bus service because it needed a separate Garda vetting for that. The duplication of Garda vetting, and that's actually what's holding up the whole show with the new contractor for Castle Gregory, that paperwork hasn't been done, even though
All of that gets folded into it, Robert. All needs to be looked at, that's for sure, and worked into that review of the school bus scheme. But look, we're out of time. Thanks very much for taking time to talk to us about it in the programme this morning.
Okay.
That Sinn Féin councillor Robert Brosnan talk about the things that he would like to see changed to increase the number of drivers and remove these sort of problems. If you have a view, get in touch.